Let's bring in the guy and see if it's snowing yet where he is. Morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Any snow down there yet?
Yeah, I just got through shoveling some air, so no, there's not a flake.
Yeah, we don't have there's not even a cloud in the sky here yet. It was bright stars when I came in this morning.
All right, with me, I'm off.
You're off?
No school today.
Well, they canceled ahead of time like they did up here.
Yeah.
So we're not the only ones that do that then.
No. It's great.
All right, so now...
It's coming, but I don't want to deal with it later, so...
All right, well, where do you want to start in sports?
Not much today.
I know.
Last night, Virginia played Carolina at Carolina. It was a good game. Virginia took a lead. Carolina came back, drew away, and died. Virginia came back, beat them by 8 points. And it's another home loss for North Carolina, which... If you're going to try to use a measuring stick, it's not a good thing to be losing games at home. And they've lost several at home against some top teams. And yesterday, Virginia was another one to add to the list. Virginia beat North Carolina 69-61.
Yeah, I saw, I don't know what game I was watching, but I put it on for just a few seconds the other night. And I saw this kid, I don't know what schools were playing. There was a guy going for a jump shot in the corner.
It was Zion Williamson. The guy was Duke against Virginia.
My God, he had to be 10 feet away and jumped up in the air and just knocked the ball into the stands. But it looked like he came from like out of nowhere.
Yeah. Well, getting back to basketball, the Zion Williamson sweepstakes last night was won by the Knicks, as the Knicks lost 107-104 to Cleveland. So the Knicks are still probably going to have the most ping pong balls in the lottery machine. And that kid that you saw make that block is Zion Williamson. He's going to be the number one pick next year, or this year, or whenever you're going to have it.
Let me put it this way: there can be 24 balls in that thing, and the Knicks could have 23 of them.
They'll lose,
and they won't get the number one pick. They said that. Remember when the Red Sox were cursed? There's obviously the Knicks are cursed. Something happened in the past where the Mrs. O'Leary's cow or something. The Knicks are cursed.
You can bet on a lot of things now. I wonder if you can bet on the Knicks not even getting the first two picks.
I know. Probably you can bet on anything in these betting places.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
All right.
The Knicks won the game, won the match last night against Cleveland with a 3-point loss.
All right, so now
further solidifying the worst record in basketball.
The official starter for the Daytona 500, the Grand Marshal, will be J.J. Watt.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, J.J. Watt's going to do
good
that.
Good guy.
Yeah, he's a real good guy. What did he raise that time with? $27 million? Unbelievable by himself.
A good friend of mine has VIP everything for the Daytona, and he can't get there because of work commitments. Oh. So I feel for him.
All right. What else? I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Not really. I mean, gosh. Supposedly, San Francisco is cooking up a 2-year deal. For the guy from Washington, what was his name?
Harper?
For Harper. And it was funny, I was watching the Major League Baseball Network last night, and one commentator said, if they think they're going to sneak that by other clubs, they're crazy, because if Harper's willing to sign a 2-year deal instead of like an 8- or 10-year deal, there's going to be a million other clubs that jump back into the ring because they don't mind committing big money for a year or two, but the clubs now don't want to do it for 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years.
Don't swallow that bait.
You don't think so?
No, there's a lot of teams don't want him.
Really? I guess he's a little agitated in the clubhouse.
You think?
In Washington?
I mean, he's a crybaby. And then you got Machado that doesn't want to do anything. So why would you pay these guys anything for 1 or 2 years? I wouldn't do it. Would you hire anybody to work in the radio station that would show up maybe 50% of the time?
Yeah.
So why would you do that in baseball?
And the milkman is back.
That's a good thing.
Melky Cabrera, he agreed to a minor league contract with Pittsburgh, and if everything works out, he can make it up to the big club. He can make a $2 million in performance bonuses, which $2 million a year in Major League Baseball is considered a steal.
Yep, that's true.
The Milkman. Remember the Milkman teamed with Robinson Cano?
Yeah, two steroid guys.
The Milkman is back.
Yeah, remember, he got in trouble for using steroids when he played for the Yankees, remember?
It was probably Cano that got him to do it.
It was probably the both of them. Just Cano didn't get caught at the time. He got caught when he went to Seattle.
That's right. Sooner or later, you end up getting caught with that stuff. You really do.
You would hope, but, you know, in today's world, it's not going to matter. They're going to say, oh, well, you know, they're only trying to help themselves. You know, some dumb thing like that will come out.
All right, I guess
where the non-users will be the minority.
I think that's the way it was in the 70s. I don't think it's the way, and I mean in the 80s, I don't think that's the way it is now. I think, luckily, we're lucky now, but they were definitely in the minority when those home run contests were going on.
Yeah, there was a lot of that.
All right. Well, I guess we're done here this morning. I want you to have a good day at home.
Well, camp's open this week, so we'll be good.
Well, Oakland is already there at their camp. The A's are already at the pitchers. They were already there. They did a... That's what I was watching Major League Baseball last night. They were at Oakland has actually opened up their camp already.
The first games are less than 2 weeks away.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
I think it's February 23rd, the first spring training games start, because I think baseball starts like 5 days after St. Patrick's Day this year, the regular season. Too early.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll check in tomorrow, Mike.
I'll be here. All hope right. You guys don't get too much.
I hope we don't get too much as well. Take care.
Have a good day.
Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.